And how long was that? 9 years? 10? She pointed to one of the other cockpit seats. There's the sensor array console, Captain. The biosigns are already programmed into it.
Excellent, ma'am.
After she'd positioned the yacht in a geosynchronous orbit, Korbel took a seat and started running various sensor sweeps. It didn't take long to find their quarry.
On the night side, said the captain, and they're alone. Whole vaping planet's empty, pretty much.
It couldn't have been too empty, or Bail and Obi-Wan wouldn't be hurt. But she didn't voice the thought, just tied in the nav comp to the biosigns readout and kicked the yacht in a shallow dive down to the planet's sunless surface. It didn't matter about them being found on Zagula's night side. The yacht's powerful floodlights could turn night into day.
I'll return to my men, said Korbel, if there's nothing else I can do here.
No, you go, she said, distracted, staring through the cockpit viewport, feeling ill with apprehension.
Once we're down, Korbel added, you should let us recce the area before you set foot on the planet.
She glanced at him.
But you just said they're...
Better safe than sorry, Senator, said Korbel with a shrug. You're under our protection, ma'am. I'm aware of your expertise, but I'd appreciate it if you'd humor me.
In other words, Yoda had warned them she didn't like being fussed over. But Korbel was a good man, she liked him, and he was only doing his job. So she swallowed annoyance and nodded.
Of course.
Thank you, Senator, said Korbel,
withdrawing, and she was left to land her sweet ship. The first thing she saw in the floodlights was the edge of an enormous pile of rubble. Recent rubble, from the look of it. The stones showed no signs of weathering.
Boys, boys, what have you done?
The yacht settled like a lady on the barren plateau. She let down the ramp, rushed from the cockpit to the external hatch, then stood back to let Korbel and his men disembark for their recce of the immediate vicinity. Obeyed the captain's stricture to stay well out of sight and target range until he gave her the all clear. It didn't take long.
All right, Senator, Korbel called up to her. You're good to go.
At last.
She leapt to the top of the ramp and stuttered to a halt in the hatchway. Bail was standing at its base, waiting for her. He looked appalling.
Senator Amidala, he said, offering an awkward bow.
The contrast of courtliness with his truly ruffian appearance, dirt and stubble and dried blood and cuts and bruises and rags and, oh, he'd gotten so thin, stopped her breathing for a moment. His eyes were very bright. Slowly, with great care, she walked down the ramp. She wanted to run to him, embrace him, but he looked so brittle she was afraid he might break. As well, Korbel and his men had formed up in close protection, and she felt suddenly conscious of senatorial dignity. Instead, she reached him and stopped, and gave him a tremulous smile.
Senator Organa, she said, her voice unsteady. I understand you need a lift.